Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we have about 200,000 separate individuals that download the free podcast every single week of this radio show. 200,000. That is one of the biggest podcasts out there. 200,000 every week. You can subscribe free at Infowars.com. I know a lot of you know that you can listen how you want, when you want, where you want. But a lot of you don't know that you can now download the podcast directly to your cell phone. You can go up to Infowars.com and grab select MP3s of some of our best interviews that are up there every day. We post new ones. That right to your cell phone. We need to post the simple instructions on how to do this because I am no techno expert. I mean, I'm a techno idiot. And I know how to download it and play. I want to hear some interview I did or something somebody else did. I hardly listen to the radio. Now, I don't put my cell phone in my pocket or up to my head. I only listen to messages on it once or twice a day because it does give you huge brain tumors, and that's back in the news. But I will type it in, just radiating my hand. It's still not good. And then I will put it on speaker and lay it down on the console because the corona that really gives you the cancer is only about a foot around. Then the microwave dissipates after that. All the studies show it's not as bad for you. Still bad. Here I am recommending cancer-causing things. It's just, it's all around us. Also, I've got a little thing I can plug into my cell phone that then broadcasts it over the radio so I can turn it up and listen to what I want, when I want, where I want. That is really revolutionizing everything. But it's also very important to continue to support our AM and FM stations. Nowhere do you have more listeners than you have on the AM and FM dial. And if you've got an AM or FM affiliate in your town, please tell people to tune into it. Please stop your car at the red light. I know I do. Right here in Austin, I'll roll the window down when I'm driving up Sunday to do my Sunday show, and I'll say, hey, in 45 minutes, tune into 590. Yeah, the talk station. Or if it's a weekday, or I'm driving to work in the morning, I'll stop at a red light almost every day, and I'll roll it down. I'll say, hey, tune into 1330 right now, or tune into 90.1. Tune into 96.3. Those are the stations that are local you can hear the show on. And a commercial station, some are micros, like 90.1, 96.3. I mean, if you're listening in any of the 60-something affiliates that we've got that are commercial around the country, I said I'd get into news. I'm about to do it. It's just that I forget how effective it is and how we grow our numbers by you spreading the word. So I just want to remind you that I'll be in the grocery store line, and somebody will say, man, I used to listen to you 9 years ago on, you know, 98.9 FM. Man, I sure miss you. And I go, you didn't know I'm on the radio here locally? No, thank you. Even people that like the show lose it, forget about it, don't know. I'll tell you what else is beautiful in the fight against the global architects, the global control freak scientist, the eugenicist. That's Live Leak and Blip TV and YouTube and Google Video and 100 other big platforms. You men and women out there are going wild. I mean, you're taking the radio shows. You're cutting out my best rants or my best guest and putting them up there. And every day, and I don't even look for it, I see hundreds and hundreds of new clips and cuts and different cuts from the show. And the average clip you put up gets thousands of views in a week. And then hundreds of thousands over the next year, and it's just building in the aggregate where it's just hundreds of millions of people coming in contact with us as we take over cyberspace, and that's only with my radio show and what you're doing. You set us free. You are the ones tearing down the globalists. You're the ones scaring them. You're the one that's got them rolling around in fear and acting stupider and stupider. And they keep telling you with all of their arrogance and bravado and chutzpah that we can never defeat them. They're scared, folks. They're not as arrogant as they once were. They're scared in their eyes. They know.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to play a few minutes of Gary Hart being, I wouldn't even say confronted, people asking him serious questions about the North American Union, government-sponsored terror. That's We Are Change. Colorado, it's up on JonesReport.com right now. That's coming up in a few minutes, but right now, here's a few minutes of the 8-minute clip about DNA warehousing, illegal DNA databases of your children, as the government does genetic testing, gives it to Homeland Security. Does whatever they want, when they want. Here it is.
The Minnesota Department of Health has been collecting the blood and DNA of the children of Minnesota for over 10 years. The department did that without statutory authority or without any parent consent or knowledge. And in March of 2007, a judge said that the 2006 genetic privacy law would require the Department of Health to get informed parent consent for both the genetic testing of the program as well as the collection of the blood and the retention of the blood and for research, genetic research on the blood. The department decided that they would appeal that decision. They lost the appeal, and now they have come to the legislature asking for the newborn genetic program to be exempted from the state genetic privacy law. And one of the things that the people of Minnesota need to understand about that is that there are 73,000 children born every year, and the blood and DNA of those children now become state property of the Minnesota government. That means that the government holds on to the DNA and can provide that DNA for genetic research on the children of the state. In 18 years, every child turns a voting adult, and their DNA will still be the property of the state of Minnesota. So what we're saying is, if there is a genetic privacy law here in Minnesota, as there is, why are we going to exempt the DNA of every citizen born since July of 1997 from that genetic privacy law and continue that exemption in perpetuity? Because clearly that means that the genetic privacy of all the citizens of Minnesota starting since 1997, or at least since those who were born in 1997, that they don't have genetic privacy. The state of Minnesota does a variety of things with the blood and DNA that they collect.
Stop right there.
Thus far...
We're only going to play a few more minutes of this. We're going to post the whole thing up on JonesReport.com. That's kind of the live-action site while I'm on air. Aaron sits right to the window posting whenever we talk about air. Doing a great job. Remember, when she's talking about Minnesota, it's the rest of the country because it's the main model. So is Texas, the two states working wicked tandem together. University of Texas runs the national program when it comes to DNA testing and putting it in the database and then handing it over to Homeland Security back to her.
The state of Minnesota does a variety of things with the blood and DNA that they collect. Thus far, as we see in this chart here, there are, as I said, there, you know, since 1997, 780,000 children whose DNA is the property of the state of Minnesota. But if you look down here, there's 42,210 who have had their DNA given to genetic researchers. And genetic research has been done on those children without the consent or the knowledge of their parents. I know that the department also conducts their own internal research looking at the potential for having new genetic tests on every newborn child. What the state of Minnesota does is it collects 5 blood spots on every newborn child, typically before 24 hours or at 24 hours after birth. And they send 2 of the blood spots to Mayo, and then they keep 3 of them. And the Mayo Clinic does part of the testing, and the state of Minnesota does another part of the testing. We give the names of Susie and Henry and Dakota and Marianne and Aiden and Keiko and Taisha to give an understanding that these are all the children from every nationality and every walk of life who have their blood spots owned as state property by the government. The genetic testing of babies has grown exponentially. In 2003, the department was, I believe, testing babies for only 5 conditions. They came to the legislature in 2003 and asked the legislature to give the Department of Health the ability to increase or expand the number of conditions for which children are tested. Back to the legislature.
And again, they do all of this. It's kind of like they ask for wiretapping ability 40 years after they start doing it without warrants. It's 35 years at least. The major Western nations, it goes in an international DNA database. And then I have the articles right here where it now goes to Homeland Security and the criminal database. Let me go ahead and get these audio clips out of the way, because then I want to get into the economy. I want to get into the latest war developments, some mobile phone news. And I've just decided I'm not going to take any calls today. I'm going to take a lot of calls tomorrow, and then we got a special guest, several special guests, actually, on Wednesday. And then before I forget, I keep forgetting to do this. There is going to be the biggest announcement this radio show has ever made. The biggest announcement in the history of this particular manifestation of my radio show that's been here for, I've been doing this show since 98, so 10 years, the syndicated show. The biggest announcement in the history of this radio show coming up next Monday, about 8 days from now. It's really 7 days from now. You will see a huge announcement here, very, very important announcement coming up next Monday. And that will be here pretty quickly. And that announcement will be immediate next Monday. So it's not like I'm going to make an announcement and you're going to have to wait to see that announcement manifest. You will see it immediately manifested within the course of a day. You will see it manifested next Monday, 7 days from now. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Coming up next Monday, huge announcement. I will make the announcement next Monday at 12 noon Central Standard Time as we start the second hour, if you'd like to know the announcement time. And don't ask me to tell you what it is going to be till then. That's the fun part about surprises. All right. This is We Are Change Colorado. The first question is about the North American Union Security Prosperity Partnership, Trans-Texas Corridor, stuff like that. And Gary Hart just says, I've never heard of that. That doesn't exist. Have any of you heard of that? And about half the crowd says, yeah, we've heard of it. That's just like Governor Ridge saying, I'm for a national driver's license, not a national ID. Then you read the actual federal documents, it's a global ID. They play stupid. Then he says he knows nothing about government-sponsored terror, and he's too tired to talk about false flag terror. No, he just writes letters publicly, published in newspapers to Ahmadinejad of Iran, saying our government stages terror attacks. You better do what we say, or we'll stage one and blame it on you and attack you. You know, don't think for a minute that just because 80% of people in polls are against attacking you, that there won't be some staged provocation. We stage the Maine, we stage Tonkin, we stage stuff. I mean, he publicly writes letters with the thinnest veil of saying the government did it. Because he knows the public doesn't read. What is it, less than 4% of the country reads a book a year? I'm not being sardonic or mean. I realize more and more they get away with all of it because people get up, they take a shower, they eat breakfast, they start watching television while they're eating breakfast, they go to work, they try to make as much money as possible, they go to the sports bar, or if they got kids, they go home, cook them dinner, do laundry, get up again, and they just know how to turn on their blinker, you know, start their car, turn on the blinker. They know how to put their tie on, and they know how to sell insurance, or they know how to run checkpoints, or they know how to change oil filters. And that's it. Meanwhile, we've got a bunch of psychopathic, power-tripping scientists working at the behest of the biggest banking families who literally own the planet, with delusions of grandeur, with life extension technologies, thinking they're never going to die, but saying the planet's got to be saved by culling the mass of humanity. And then I get emails every day saying, well, the public is dumb. Maybe they should die. Meanwhile, the elite are doing things pell-mell that could destroy the planet. And I'm going to list some of those at the bottom of the hour. That's why I decided not to take calls, so I can have time to cover that. Big news coming up. We'll play the Gary Hart after the break, then I'm going to come back, blitz through some economic news and some other stuff, then I'm going to spend the rest of the show, the last 15 minutes or so. I'm going to do whole shows on this. I'm going to put physicists on, scientists and experts and quantum mechanics physicists. And I've been doing a lot of research on this for more than a decade, and now it's just really starting to get a lot of attention. So we'll be breaking that down, because the elite say that they're taking all of our freedoms away at the higher levels. You know, when they're calling in governors and presidents and CEOs, they openly, you know, they write books about it and put out corporate minutes saying, yeah, we got to get rid of 80% of the people to save the earth. It's real sad, but we got to do it. And we got to have a tyrannical world government to stop the spread of super technologies that can destroy the planet if they're not controlled. Meanwhile, it's the very elitist that have already controlled those technologies and are running around like a lunatic who sets themselves on fire in a fireworks factory, running across a carpet of fuses, hooked into kegs of dynamite as big as the Empire State Building. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphasia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. whiskey and a homespoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Oh, yeah!
Woo! Because you can't bob about and you can't make a run. Those women, old boys raised on shotguns.
And we say grace.
We say grace. We say, ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Boy, it's hard to cut off Junior, isn't it?
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Country folks can survive. A black hole chain reaction and a superconducting supercollider.
York City.
And neither can the friend in New York City called Junior Hillbilly. I'd like to spit some beech nut in that dude's eye and shoot him with my old 45. All right, that's enough torture. Torture of the audience. I'd rather just have fun and play music here on the show. You'd have your hard rock music with your country and your classical all mixed in with your 60s music. Okay. Here's Gary Hart, just a little bit of the being confronted about the North American Union and saying it doesn't exist, and the crowd saying that the king has no clothes.
What is your position on the proposed North American Union, given that it is likely to reduce our national sovereignty and render irrelevant our Constitution and Bill of Rights?
I'm sorry, the first part again.
What is your position on the proposed North American Union?
Proposed
North American Union?
North American Union?
Yes.
Never heard of it. Who's
NPP?
Who's proposing?
George Bush signed a treaty back in 2005 with the Prime Minister of Canada and the President of Mexico, combining the three nations as one.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it?
You never heard of that?
Anybody
in every
breath?
North American Union?
Yeah.
Bush signed a common order.
All right. For some reason, when you're watching video with bad audio, you see the lips moving and it sounds like good audio. And when you play it, it just sounds terrible. But I know you can make that out. Hart has actually been on the Council on Foreign Relations board that helped codify some of these plans. He was also on the CFR board that came up with the 9/11 Homeland Security plan years before it happened. He's the guy that said we need to use this disaster for a new world order. He's a consummate globalist. And he's like, what is that? And for everybody out there listening, remember last year they had the 50th anniversary of the European Union, remember? And they celebrated it as the Treaty of Rome, 1957. But the whole world was told the European Union was founded in 2000. See, people in Europe 20, 30, 40 years ago would complain and say they didn't want to be integrated, and they would just say, it doesn't exist. What are you talking about? Now, it isn't going to take 50 years in this case. We're talking 20 years, and we're already decades into NAFTA. So we're here. It's happening now. And we've sued and gotten their own documents where they admit it's a North American union. And Vicente Fox says, yeah, I'm all for it. Yeah, it's turning into a union. We're merging the countries. He said that on Larry King. He admitted that to Luke Radowski. Our guys from We Are Change talked to him. WeAreChange.org. So, but again, you tell a yuppie. See, a yuppie's threatened by that. So they'll say it doesn't exist so they don't have to deal with it. And then they'll act cool. That's what it's really all about, acting cool. Thinking you're tough when you're really not. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fact. fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from 2-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Also on that 25-minute Gary Hart question and answer session, he doesn't just say, what's the New World Order? What's the North American Union? And everybody says, we know what it is. And he's like, oh, man, all these people can see. They're all wearing black sunglasses from They Live. They also bring up how he called for a New World Order. And he says, New World Order? What is that? I don't know what that is. What? Again, talking to everyone like they're children. And he goes, oh, wait a minute. Is that what George Bush Sr. called for in 1991, I think only once? Scripting exactly what he said 2 days after 9/11, where he says, I remember President Bush, and he only said it once. He called for the New World Order, and that's what we need to do, is use this disaster and make lemonade out of lemons and use this disaster for a New World Order. See, it's all scripted. All scripted when they talk to you, and they talk real slow, like they're talking to a baby. Well, more and more of us can see, you scumbag. The jig's up, criminal. You think you can write letters to Iran saying, back off or we'll stage terror and we won't make a big deal? I mean, you think we're that dumb? You think you can write White House memos saying, crush children's body parts? We're not like you. We're not with you. And we're tired of you using America's good name and dragging it to the mud. And there is an awakening happening again. I want to say this. I've studied history, and the U.S. has been the most amazing country in history for its form of government, its revolution, its ideals, the leaders that set it up. We had more patents than anybody else in the world, more innovation, more liberty. Just incredible people. Whether you came here as a black slave, you were the strongest because half your people died on the way over. Or whether you came here as a white indentured servant, you were tough. Or whether, you know, it was adventurers, it was criminals, it was black sheep. It was a nation made up of misfits, the dirty dozen. And this has been the greatest nation ever. But even back in the time of the philosophers, at their heyday in Greece, they knew that, and they'd seen it already happen in their different kingdoms. Greece had a lot of different kingdoms in it, where whoever got on top for a couple hundred years would then fall because the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren of those that were as hard as nails and fast as a rattlesnake, well, the next kid's pretty tough, and dad makes them work hard, but then they kind of spoil the next kids, and then they spoil the next kids. It's hard work to make children be tough and strong and make them march up hills and make them clean up their plates and make them, you know, throw out the trash. It's real basic stuff. And so people turn into spoiled brats. They turn into weak brats. Then they say, oh, protect people. Don't let kids have fist fights. Don't let them grow up. Let them learn how to call the cops instead. You see, and so the men are soft, and they're on tons of hormones in the milk and the food and the plastics, and so they're effeminate. The women are hyper-feminine. And so I'm very upset about the fact that in every statistic, we're the worst there is. We're becoming one of the least free. We're becoming the dumbest, the fattest, myself included. I'm not up on some high horse. We just really are becoming slovenly. We are becoming slovenly. We're falling apart. And in a vacuum, when you have a nation of braying, lazy sheep who just think that life is Disneyland and that everything's fine and everything's wonderful, when you have people that have that attitude, the wolves come. And they're institutionalized, they're in power, they love it that everybody's stupid. They've done everything they could to accentuate it and to accelerate the dumbing down in the last 100 years. And they've done it. And our biggest weakness isn't even that we can't find England on a map or can't find Iraq on a map or don't understand the order of the planets are just in, which are wonderful things. I mean, interesting, dynamic, exciting. I mean, I'm braced every day and chilled with the incredible wonderment of consciousness and being living on this giant molten rock that's covered with a thin skin of life, hurtling through deep space. I know I talk a lot about that because I am just chastened. I am thankful. I am completely blown away. I mean, when the sun sets, you're looking up through the gaseous atmosphere and you see distant stars winking into visibility and the moon rising above the trees, the giant dead satellite that orbits our planet, and the birds in the trees and hopping around and their colors and their sharp eyes and just everything. It's amazing. You're only here one time, and you're unhappy. You've been made to feel inadequate by Madison Avenue. You've been made to feel pathetic. You've been made to feel weak. You've been made to be focused in on issues that don't matter. And you feel inadequate because you don't have some stupid black Corvette or Cadillac or Mercedes. You feel unfulfilled when the universe is open before you. And I'm not saying a black Cadillac is a bad thing. I think they look sharp. I'd have one, but it's not my style. I'm low-key. The point is that if that's your God, you've got a problem. And people say, well, what do you mean, you know, things are bad? I'm not saying we should be a bunch of communists. I'm saying when it is everything you're focused on, everything you live for, when that is the object of your I mean, I remember being like 18 years old and looking at women and lusting after them and like unhappily wishing I could have them all. You know, that feeling, that anxiousness of, man, she's gorgeous. Man, I just want her. To now, I've developed to the point where I don't even desire women. I mean, I do, but that's a smaller part of my psyche. I just admire their beauty. I share in it, and it's not even sexual. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like I've grown. And I realize that very few people, I don't even think, ever even get to this level. And it's so much fun. It's so great to be able to appreciate beauty all around you and see it everywhere. But I'm already digressing, and I said I'd get into things the elite are doing that endanger the whole planet, but I need to get into this news first here. The long and short of it on the financial end is this, just as we told you. The Federal Reserve, the private banking group of families that own our nation, most banks are not Federal Reserve owners. They are members, meaning they're regulated by the private Fed. There's a handful of European and U.S. and British banks like J.P. Morgan Chase who own the private stock in the secretive private Federal Reserve. And they're the ones that lobbied, they're the ones that pushed for changing the laws to flood everything with liquidity, knowing it wouldn't be paid back. Then it caused a chain reaction, which they initiated 3 years ago, the popping of it. Now they pose as the saviors, and the Federal Reserve is going to be given more governmental power to nationalize banks forcibly and to, quote, not bail them out, just give the other bank chairman and even their stockholders and brokerage firm heads to give them nothing and then take all the real assets and have the U.S. taxpayer bail it out. So they're spinning it as it's not a bailout. We're going to go with the Nordic-style bailout of the early 90s, and we're going to give nothing to the shareholders and nothing to the corrupt CEOs and corrupt officers of the corporations, and we're going to nationalize it. But then you look at their nationalization plan, they're saying the National Federal Reserve will have governmental power and will have no regulations on itself. It's, I mean, just any regulations, they admit. I was driving in listening to Fox News, driving in to do my Sunday show yesterday, and I heard them during the news say, well, the Federal Reserve is going to be taking over most of the banks in the country and having even more power. And strangely enough, that means even less regulation to fix things. And so they're just made absolute God over everything with armies of police and military ready for the politicians to snap their fingers to just gun people down in the streets if we get too uppity when they take your pension funds and everything else you got. I mean, it's just raw, total domination. And when the cops are out there beating your head in with their clubs, they're going to really think that they're doing this to save the economy. But as the IMF documents state, they want the riots. They want the total breakdown to where total confidence is lost, and then the bankers get it all. I mean, this is the takedown of the U.S. financially. And so the Federal Reserve gets to take over everything, and then we get left holding the bag, and then they get worshipped as usual. The media is talking about what geniuses Bernanke and what geniuses Greenspan are. Oh, we're so lucky to have them when they set the policies that did this. Fed eyes Nordic-style nationalization of U.S. banks. The Fed has been criticized for its rescue of Bear Stearns, which critics say has degenerated into a taxpayer gift to the rich bankers. A senior official at one of the Scandinavian central banks told the Daily Telegraph that the Fed strategists have stepped up contracts and contacts to learn how Norway, Sweden, and Finland managed their traumatic crises in 91 and 93, which brought the region's economy to its knees. It is understood that Fed Vice Chairman Don Cohen remains very concerned about the depth of the U.S. crisis and is eyeing the Nordic approach for contingency options. Scandinavia's bank rescue proved successful and is now a model for central banks, unlike Japan's drawn-out response, which ailing banks were propped up in a half-public limbo for years. While the response varied in each Nordic country, there was a major effort to avoid the sort of moral hazard that has bedeviled efforts by the Fed and the Bank of England in trying to stabilize their banking systems. Norway ensured that shareholders of insolvent lenders received nothing, and the senior management was entirely purged. Two of the country's top bankers, Christina Bank, were seized by force majeure. We're determined not to get caught in the game we've seen with Bear Stearns. Yeah, right. I was so lucky to have Bernanke. Oh, thank you, Bernanke, for making everybody's Social Security check worth half what it was. Oh, and you're going to get rid of all its value. Oh, thank you. Thank you. But to a public who can't find the U.S. on a map, they believe it. It's a bald-headed guy in a suit. He must know what he's doing. Men in suits never are bad. Bush and Brown in push to deal with crises. Financial Times of London. President Bush, U.S. President Gordon Brown, the U.K. Prime Minister, have agreed to step up cooperation over the crisis in financial markets. They are setting up a joint working group which will develop plans to monitor and regulate the banking system. And then you read the banking plan. It's unlimited power to the Bank of England and the private Federal Reserve. Oh, I'm so glad they're saving us. Paulson proposes financial overhaul. Administration unveils sweeping plan to overhaul financial regulation. AP. The Bush administration Monday proposed the most far-reaching overhaul of national regulatory system since the stock market crash of 1929 and the ensuing Great Depression. The plan would change how the government regulates thousands of businesses from the nation's biggest banks and investment houses down to the local insurance agent mortgage broker. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson unveiled the 218-page plan in a speech to the Treasury's ornate cash room. He declared that the strong financial system was important not just to Wall Street, but also for working Americans. Can you look at Bush with a devilish laugh in the photo and Paulson and Bernanke? They are looking like they have just won the lottery, and they have. They're raping us, destroying the dollar, destroying the nation's financial future, but they're taking over everything that's left. And they're getting total Nazi-like power over all the other banking and lending and brokerage and stock institutions. See, now you're just going to have a few people with it all. And then there'll be another crisis. And then they'll offer the next solution as the tourniquet. It's kind of like one of those traps. The more you struggle, the tighter it gets. And they're just always there going, I'm your friend. Never mind, my hands around your neck. There you go. There you go. Yes. I love you so much. Don't struggle. I'm just helping your neck, just wiping some sand off. Don't you mind that? No, you're passing out now. I'm your friend. I'm the government. Well, it's gotten a lot of attention, and I'm glad we had high-ranking, well, the chief guy's in his party, and he's on the council of advisors, the highest level of the Japanese parliament, had him on yesterday for 30 minutes from Tokyo on the Sunday show. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, member of Japanese Diet, Dallas official 9/11 fairy tale. Don't expect the New York Times CNN report on Fujita Yukihisa's grilling of Japanese Prime Minister over the official 9/11 fairy tale. And then the news story we've got, actually, I had it here in my stack. That's an old one Paul wrote. He's calling for a global investigation and for other governments to investigate, and now the European Parliament's looking at it. So more and more is coming out. More and more is starting to happen there on that front, so that's exciting. And we're going to get that audio of that interview posted up on PrisonPlanet.com. I noticed it wasn't there last night. Is it there today? My computer's sick here in the studio, so I've had a computer all day. It's out there in the hall being worked on, or I need to get another one, I guess. That one's being used for something, I think. I said I would get into all this black hole news on the other side, but I don't think I can really give it justice in 5 minutes. I'm going to start the show tomorrow when I'm good and fresh with this and do a full hour on it, and then we got a bunch of guests coming on. We'll also take calls. Because I don't think I can really do justice to this, and I want to try to, maybe even just in 30 minutes, calmly, in a focused manner, sum this up. because I've got U.S. government reports, top physicists. I've got the British Royal Society head saying it's very dangerous. This is something that needs to be covered in great detail. And I need to spend time on this and properly break it all down. So I'm going to do that tomorrow. We've talked a lot about genetic engineering. But when you deal with, well, they have the equations 100 years ago for A-bombs. They had the equations for hydrogen bombs 80 years ago. And they were detonating A-bombs 65 years ago. Oh, I'll finish up when we get back. I'll get a little bit into this now. What do you think they have now? Well, they've told us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Segment. Covered a ton of news. Had a very important guest on about the illegal DNA databases in the second hour. That already starts on the web at InfoWars.com coming up in about 5 minutes. But you got to go there to listen to those streams to be able to hear the show. Yeah, there was an article Friday in the New York Times that got me talking about this Sunday a little bit, but tomorrow I'm going to do at least 30 minutes on it, probably an hour on it. Asking a judge to save the world and maybe a whole lot more. And then it gets into superconducting super colliders, and the physicists that believe it will has the probability to create, amongst a bunch of other things, that will destroy the entire planet and the solar system in some cases, that will create black holes. But that's one of many. Now, Max Planck and a lot of others had the equations for the A-bomb in 1905, 1906. That's why H.G. Wells, that hung around with all of them, wrote a book in 1912 where there were atom bombs. That term was used. Now, it wasn't science fiction. You think they just went out in the desert in 1944 and just pulled one of these out of their nose? The big problem was enriching the uranium. By the way, their first test succeeded. Boom. 1944, tested it, rolled it out, and dropped it on the Japanese in 45. Now, a bunch of top physicists, and I'm going to go over those tomorrow, have said that the superconducting supercolliders would probably create black holes. Very small ones, and they predicted they would fall apart and decay. And sure enough, in 2005, laboratories, and now a bunch of them have done it, have made miniature black holes. They've got these big magnetic systems that supposedly hold them in place, and they've created artificial suns, and they did that 30 years ago, and they've created new elements that didn't exist before. Okay, it is Buck Rogers. It's just you're not told about it. I mean, it's declassified, but it's not popularly discussed. Now, imagine what is classified. And I got articles here about antimatter bombs and what the Air Force has got and the rest of it. And the point here is the scientists doing this admit they don't know what's going to happen each time they do these tests. And they're messing around with more and more dangerous particles, accelerating heavy particles into other heavy particles. And the scientists that warned people were right about the black holes. And then now there's these strangelets and then these other things that can be created. And then you got the genetic engineering going wild. I'll talk about it tomorrow. It's just the elite is out of their minds. And I'll never forget watching that film Trinity, came out in the late 90s, about atomic program and hydrogen program. And it showed in the early 60s where out in Arizona, or was it New Mexico, they detonated like 100 hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere in one night to see if it would catch the atmosphere on fire or cause EMP globally, and it did blow up stuff around the world, blow up transistors and things. And some of the scientists thought it was going to catch the atmosphere on fire, and they said, okay, let's try to catch the Earth on fire. That's who runs things. So go ahead and enjoy your checkpoints, cops. Go ahead and enjoy sending potheads to jail. Go ahead and put everybody in FEMA camps. And go ahead and drink your fluoride and think you've got all the problems handled. And go ahead and hide under your bed from Al-Qaeda. They're genetic engineering things that have already given rise to superviruses and bacteria, already mass crises going on being covered up. They're messing with the very fabric of antimatter and everything else you can imagine. Just God help us. Please, God help us. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com. Go there and listen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.